Welcome to Divorce at Altitude, a podcast on Colorado family law. I'm Ryan Kalamea. Each week, along with my business partner and co-host, Amy Gosha, or an expert, we discuss a particular topic related to divorce or co-parenting in Colorado. In addition, we have created a short series of lessons that will take you through the legal process of divorce and answer your questions, from simple to complex. Divorce isn't easy. The end of a marriage, especially when children are involved, brings a great deal of loss and change. We hope these practical tips and insights will help you on your journey to a new and better life.
This is a how-to episode on what happens when business partners go through a divorce in Colorado. As many listeners know, we have a divorce story involving Eric and Melanie Wolf. Now, let's say that Eric and Melanie are not only just co-parents, but they are also business partners, and that they grew a software company during their marriage with Eric as CEO and Melanie as CFO. What happens to that business in a Colorado divorce? Well, there's a couple different options, and this episode is in particular with some just things to consider and some do's and don'ts for Eric and Melanie, or you if you find yourself in a situation in which you're divorcing your business partner. The first thing you should know is that under Colorado law, specifically In Re Marriage of Paul, is a case that stands for the proposition that it's against Colorado public policy in order for people to co-own a business or continue to co-own anything after a divorce. Now, that doesn't mean that they can't agree to. It's just that if they get sideways and they go forward with a trial of some sort, then there is going to be an argument as between Eric and Melanie as to who should get the business. So one thing I caution clients on is don't decide immediately what will happen to the business. Eric and Melanie need to take some time to think about what is going to work for them. They might not agree on the color of the sky or what is best for their children, but they make great partners in a business. But they shouldn't immediately have a knee-jerk reaction as to who should get the business. What other tips are Eric and Melanie going to consider or should take into consideration when going through a divorce? First, they shouldn't drag their employees or suppliers or customers through the divorce. And that is common sense, but emotions generally will come into play. But Eric and Melanie should be very cautious on engaging in any sort of arguments in front of employees or letting others know about the divorce. That said, they might have an obligation to disclose the divorce to lenders or key suppliers and other people, but they should be on the same page, and they might want to engage a business coach or some sort of arbitrator to decide how and when is best to let employees know. Another thing that Eric and Melanie need to be cautious of is if there is some sort of affair. It is not uncommon for there to be an affair, especially with some sort of employee. And if Eric is having an affair with his personal assistant, Melanie is going to be tempted to bring that to the attention of everyone in the business. And as much as one would understand why she would want to, and emotionally she might want revenge, it's just not good practice, and it's going to be a distraction for everyone involved. But they shouldn't be involving employees to deliver messages. And no matter how mad they might feel, they need to take into consideration that the value of the business is a marital asset that benefits both of them. Another thing to keep in mind is that even if the operation agreement or bylaws say that Eric can make unilateral decisions, or even if he's made unilateral decisions in the past, once you get into the divorce context, Eric should loop in Melanie on key business decisions when he otherwise may not have. And that's just to make sure that we keep transparency, and it's going to make things a lot easier for everyone. Both Eric and Melanie really need to focus on the business. They need to set aside the divorce discussions and other things, especially with children, for some other time and place. But they really need to focus on their business. Distraction, and they need to double down and make sure that they're doing everything possible to maximize the business. Another word of caution is that Eric and Melanie, or one of them, might be tempted to run down the business because they think that they're somehow going to be an advantage. But they need to keep in mind that it is not in their interest, and it could come back to, you know, seriously haunt them in the event that there is a claim of dissipation, and that if you had divorce flu, then it could really work against you in the divorce. But Eric and Melanie really do need to keep careful business records. They need to understand what is going on in the business and work together. And, you know, they need to, as I said before, loop in an accountant. They probably need to let their bookkeeper know that there is a divorce, but they need to get on the same page as to who and when they tell about what all is going on. Final couple points for business owners to consider is that they really are incentivized in a circumstance in which a business is involved to appoint a private judge or an arbitrator, someone that's going to have a little bit more background and time for such a critical issue. And they want to make sure that there's confidentiality. So they likely will want to ask the court to limit access to the court file. So all of these various things need to be taken into consideration when business partners go through a divorce.
Thanks for listening or watching this short lesson on the Divorce at Altitude podcast. If you found this helpful, please leave a review or share with a friend. It does help for others that are going through or thinking about a divorce in Colorado. If you want to find out more information, please visit kalamaya.law or divorceataltitude.com. And that's kalamaya.law. Remember, this is educational information. It's not intended to be legal advice. Please consult with an attorney about the particulars of your case. We're happy to answer questions. Feel free to give us a call at 970-315-2365.